Welcome to Redskins Roundup. I'm CP, joined every week by the lovely Christopher Cooley, who has a haircut.
It's pretty old haircut.
You look good, man.
So do you.
You look refreshed. Redskins lose in Buffalo 24-9. Positives that you could take away from this game.
This is a Dwayne Haskins game. I think this was a let's find out what Dwayne is type of game. And the positive is, to me, CP, that Dwayne really didn't make any big negative plays. I thought he made some big throws in the game. I don't think he had a ton of opportunities throughout, especially where he could have started to open it up in the second half. But he managed the game for what it was. He didn't turn it over. He would have liked to have some more opportunities in third down to move the sticks. I think he had a couple things that we'll get to. But to me, that was a positive. Adrian Peterson in the first half of this ball game ran the ball incredibly well. Made some big plays out of nothing. Defense, for the most part, held the Bills to a pretty limited total offensively. They made some big plays on defense. You'd have liked more. You'd like turnovers. You'd like some havoc-wreaking defense. But I thought was pretty consistent. Got some stops when they had to get stops. But essentially, CP, it's a game that I look at that I think they played hard. They played a tough team, and they didn't do enough to win. And that's really what it is. It's a lot of it was do your job type of football, but your job, and we talk about this all the time, is making big plays. They just didn't make the big plays.
Speaking of do your job, I think this team is establishing an identity. It's a run-first team, and you're trying to play solid defense. But with that identity, you give Dwayne Haskins an opportunity. And, you know, we had this conversation on the radio last night. You give Dwayne Haskins an opportunity. Dwayne Haskins, if you go back and you look at his positives in draft, it was the big arm and accuracy that he had coming out of Ohio State. So the person who I felt like would benefit from Haskins starting is a person that was familiar with him, and that was his teammate in Terry McLaurin. So I'm thinking, you know what, they have chemistry. Although he's going to have to learn everyone else, here's his opportunity to take shots and get Terry the ball downfield because Terry can run every route on the route tree. So I'm looking forward. And then when I see AP come out and have such a huge first half, only thing I'm thinking is, oh, on first and 10, when you call play action and you run a post corner or you get McLaurin, because the safety got to drop into the box to stop AP, you get him one-on-one or you can get him behind a safety. And Dwayne gets an opportunity to let it go that never came. I feel as if as a team, especially, you have a 100-yard rusher in the first half. You come out in the second half and you're taking your shots. Even in the first half, you had opportunities to take shots. It's like we never forced the ball downfield. And if you're going to put Dwayne Haskins in, I felt like it was a control game. It was one of those games that was game plan to make sure Dwayne Haskins doesn't make a mistake. I felt like defense did some big things. You got to get off the field on third down. Goal line, red zone defense. To be able to hold Frank Gore three consecutive carries on the goal line was a state. The D line, which we've been really excited about, I mean, they're coming on. You know, you wish you would have got this performance the first five games, but I think they're starting to get to their comfort zone. They're starting to be healthy. Ioannidis, Payne, Allen, those
Sweat
guys.
Sack.
Yeah, Sweat. Got to get more out of Kerrigan as well. But he's playing solid. He's doing what he's asked to do. Defensively, I think you're getting an opportunity to see something special over these next few weeks. You're going to be doing a lot of there's going to be a lot of focus on the defense and who's making plays. So guys going to have to continue to step up.
No, that's really what it ends up being, CP, is you can play solid on both sides of the ball, but until you start making some of those big plays and those game-breaking, game-changing type of plays, it's hard to win in the NFL. It really is. We'll hear from Dwayne Haskins as well as Coach Callahan when we get back here on Redskins Roundup. Helping people improve their lives is what should drive business. That's the belief at Koch Industries, which employs more than 65,000 people across America. The team at Koch works together to meet the world's changing needs in transportation, medical care, water filtration, household goods, energy-efficient building products, and everyday technologies, all while consuming fewer resources. See the innovations firsthand at KOCH, that's KochIndustries.com. I want to remind everybody, this podcast is sponsored by Window Nation. I got to say thanks to the guys at Window Nation, Harley and Aaron, who do an unbelievable job. If you're looking for new windows in your home, they hooked me up big time. I have a ton of windows. They were meticulous with how they did it. It was fast. It worked out. They're guys you want to be around. They're in your house. They're amazing. Go to windownation.com to check them out. They do, I promise you, they do a heck of a job. Dwayne Haskins, after his first start in the locker room with Larry Michael after the game. Here you go.
Dwayne Haskins, this team is really desperate for a win, desperate for a touchdown. And I know how disappointed it is for you not to win. But you got your first pro start here today. What are your thoughts looking back on it?
Some good things, some bad things. It's like anything in life, you got to, you know, move on from it and learn from it. So we lost. Make it a lesson. I look going forward in the bye week, going into the next game of the season, and I'm looking forward to my work as far as preparing for what I have to do as a quarterback, a leader of this team, and as a young guy. But, you know, some things didn't go our way today, and that's what it is. But I think we have a ways to go, but I like what we do.
I thought you looked very smooth out there, and I know you want to get in the end zone, but I thought you didn't force anything. Could you kind of look at how you ran the offense today?
I feel way better just about control of the offense, control the huddle, making checks, making protection changes. And, you know, it's part of playing the position. And as the more reps I get, the better I'll be at it and the more experience I'll be. And I think despite the loss, I feel like it was a good experience for me.
How much do you scrutinize this tape after this first start? I mean, are you going to go right back and watch it and figure out maybe a couple of things that might have been able to turn this game around for you?
You know, of course, you want to look at the film and correct things, but as the game was going on, you got to make the plays when it's there, and that's something we'll keep getting better at. And of course, it's hard to go through there and be so hard on yourself, but I felt like I did what I needed to do throughout the week to make myself prepared for the game, and I felt really good going out there.
So there he is. I think you go back and scrutinize it. I actually thought he played pretty well, though, CP.
I did, too. When you look at the throws he made to the outside, especially with that win, you were there. So just seeing those throws, seeing his comfort in the pocket, I thought, I always feel as everyone says someone is not prepared or you're not ready for this opportunity, which we've had this discussion, and I told you why I feel like Haskins shouldn't play. But the moment you put Haskins on the field, I think you unleash him. You know, it's not – oh, well, he can't do this and he can't do that. I think you put it on people and they respond how they respond. That's where you get – when you're protecting players, it's not a good thing. You know, if you're going to put me on the field, unleash me.
Dwayne ended the day 15-22, had 144 yards, 86.2 quarterback rating. I love the idea of taking some of these shots. I also think when you look at Dwayne and you say this is a quarterback that's played 1 year – as a starter at Ohio State and has come in here and not had a ton of opportunity to take reps with the first team and play, you got to put him in the situations where he's most comfortable. And some of those play action shots, like, I go gun. I know that they want to run the ball under center, but I think you got to give him more looks where you go gun. The thing that I've always questioned is coaches take what they see in practice and they say, this is the type of player this guy is going to be in the game. But people change when the lights come on. People change in games. And Dwayne seems like that kind of player that will step up and make big plays in the game. And so unleashing him is probably something they're going to have to do moving forward. CP, are you starting Dwayne the rest of the way?
I am. Once you put him on the field, you can't take him off. Especially, he did no wrong in Buffalo, which was a really tough defense. I don't think people understand how good that Buffalo Bills defense is. So for him to go out and have that performance, you get a bye week, which allows him to grow, and you're playing in New York Jets. So until he makes a mistake or, you know, until it gets obvious, I got to take my chances.
I think it had to be a D or less performance and from Dwayne Haskins. And to me, it was B kind of level play. It wasn't the most challenging in terms game of plan. Game plan types for quarterbacks. Now, maybe the game plan was a little bit more challenging, but what they actually ended up utilizing wasn't overly challenging for a quarterback. But I think he did a good job at the line of scrimmage. I think he did a good job with all of his checks, getting him in the right place, not forcing throws that weren't there, getting out of the pocket when he had to get out of the pocket. Look, there's a lot of things to take positive from this game. Obviously, the loss is not one of those positives, and Coach Callahan after the game talked about that loss with Larry in the locker room. Here he is.
Coach, obviously, you guys came here looking for a win. You guys ran the ball very well, but you couldn't get in the end zone. Is that beginning to get frustrating to you?
Yeah, very, very, very frustrating. You know, like we mentioned before during the week, you know, we had a roll sevens and we come out and we get in those areas and we don't define ourselves and don't put ourselves in position. And we just have to find a way to make a play. You know, it's one thing or the other. It's either it's an inefficient run or it's an incompletion or it's a penalty. And we've got to get over the hump and we've got to find a way to convert in those situations.
And Dwayne obviously gets his first pro start. How do you think he did? It looked like he ran the offense smoothly. Didn't look panicked at all. Looked like it was pretty good.
It was pretty efficient, Larry. It was 15 for 22 on the day. The conditions were pretty harsh in terms of the wind. But I thought he managed the offense really well. He was really good in the pre and the post snap process. He made some plays with his feet. He got in trouble a couple times with some pressures. I thought he handled it really well. But he was really calm, steady, showed good demeanor. It was a great learning experience for him. And he'll only get better as time goes on.
All right, CP. Taking advantage of opportunities is ailing this team right now. You and I both have some thoughts on this game plan, on this game. Yeah, set the table here as we move forward into the future, getting into the bye week. We'll do that when we get back on Redskins Roundup. Now there's more to be excited about on Mondays than just Monday nights. Because this football season, Mondays are Redskins Mondays. Every Monday, you can get a free 6-inch sub with the purchase of another sub of equal or greater price and a 30-ounce drink. Go to redskins.com/subway to get a coupon that can be redeemed on your mobile phone or in print any Monday during the Redskins season at your local Subway. Free sub excludes extras, limited time only at participating restaurants in the greater D.C. metro area, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. The fantasy football season is right around the corner, and this season there are more ways to win than ever because FanDuel has more ways to win cash prizes and once-in-a-lifetime experiences during every single game, every single week. Never played FanDuel fantasy football before? Great, because new users get a $5 bonus with their first deposit. Sign up for FanDuel now and get $20 in total bonus. Just make your first deposit and get started. And you'll get an extra $5 insight credit every week for 4 weeks. Go to FanDuel.com or download the FanDuel app. All right, it's Redskins Roundup. We're focusing pretty heavy on the offense today, and I want to stick with that theme right now because Coach Callahan talked about making the most out of opportunities, and it's just tough, CP, when you don't have big play opportunities in ball games because then those intermediate plays and those short runs have a harder time becoming big plays. You'd love receivers to be able to take a hitch and bust it and go to the house. You'd love backs to bounce it and break the safety and go to the house. I just don't know if those are quite there without dialing up some deeper shots at this point. And it was funny because I looked at this game and I sat there as we called this game, Larry and I and Doc, and they ran the ball so well in the first half. But some of those were bounces or AP break tackle type of plays. They weren't necessarily huge plays. It was a running back making some big plays. You even think he could have gotten a few more on those plays. But as you got into the second half of that ball game, you only had one carry more than 4 yards. That was an AP run that he bounced to the edge when he stiff-armed Wallace. That was essentially a zero-yard carry. What it was blocked for one or blocked for zero. After that, you had four carries for zero, a carry for -3, a carry for -2, one run for four. And essentially, anybody watching that game saw Buffalo, especially when Tony Bergstrom came into the ball game, walk 10 guys into the box, 9 guys into the box, and say, we know you're running the football. And if you're going to do it in that fashion, they're going to understand you're running the football. If you want to bring in an extra O lineman and go heavy personnel, you better block. It's hard to take advantage of those opportunities because they know what you're doing. So I think that you had to open it up in the second half. You created as much to be able to open it up in the second half with the way you ran it in the first half. Also combined with the fact that I thought Dwayne showed real savvy consistency and some throw ability to make some of the shots, to make some of the throws that you could trust him into that second half of the ballgame.
People always look at a football game as impactful plays, right? What plays were impactful what plays was negative. AP did a great job at turning negative plays into positive in the first half. When you look at, I think you said 4 carries for 0 yards, a negative 3 play. Those are negative plays, right? 0 yards, that's a wasted play. A negative 3, that's definitely a wasted play. So that's 5 opportunities that you could have an incompletion on. With those 5 opportunities right there where you had 4 0-yard carries and a negative carry, had no impact on the game, right? If you take shots on those 5 plays and it's incomplete, guess what the defense has to do? Adjust. They got to back up. They got to be afraid that you're going to try to get behind them. It only takes completing 2 deep balls for a defense to say, hey, guess what? We can't drop 10 players into the box.
The thing is when you run the ball as much as you run the ball, CP, those shot plays create more for the run plays the next time you run the football. I thought balance in the first half was actually pretty good. I thought balance in the second half really became conservative. There was a big play. There was a couple big plays in the game, and we got to get to that. It's the Virginia Lottery play of the game. That's going to be the AP run early where he bounces it out of nowhere to take it about 25 yards. You got to love that one.
Yeah. Time for us to set the table. Bob's Discount Furniture, the official furniture store of the Washington Redskins. Setting the table cooling, I think, is something that we've already touched on this entire show, and that's taking shots. Moving forward, you have to take shots. You have nothing to lose. You're 1-8, and you have nothing to lose. You have to show a fan base your potential because you're saying, hey, we're close. If, as a fan, if you're telling me we're close, then show me how close we are, right? Don't, oh, we're one player, or we're this away. Show me. Give me the excitement that I need to see. Show me the big arm of Dwayne Haskins. Well, even if it's completion, I'd rather see him throw the ball downfield 65 or 70 yards incomplete so I can say, whoo, man, that man can sling it. You know, give me something to get excited about. And don't put me in a situation where you're saying, hey, he can't handle this. He's not ready for this. And then I go out and see him execute a game plan the first opportunity that he gets, although it was a safe game plan, now unleash it.
It's not unsafe, in my opinion. You're completely right. On a 1st and 10, to go with your heavy personnel and throw one over the top. 3-step drop, let a go ball go. Or go with the 2 tight personnel and 2 receivers and let him look off the safety in the middle of the field and just let one go. 5 steps, here we go. No plant throw or no hitch throw. Hit your 5th, pick a side, let it fly. That's not risky.
I totally agree.
Now, obviously, you got to understand when I'm saying this. You're looking at the way the Buffalo Bills played us, and you're saying they're playing a 9-man box with 1 single free safety and corners on either receiver essentially locked man-to-man. There is no risk there unless he just doesn't hold the safety. Just let one go. 1st and 10. And by the way, it doesn't have to be a run-action pass. You can drop back and throw the ball on 1st and 10. We did it early in the game a couple times and had some success. Those plays help
set up everything else.
And, if you don't have it or if they bail, throw the check down. Throw the check down.
As we deliver our final thoughts, and just to start off coolly, my final thought would be you put Dwayne Haskins on the field, and we both agreed. And, you know, if you go back to the beginning of the season, I say, hey, you know what? I don't think he should play before the bye week. He got his first start a week before the bye week, which is fine. Now that you put him on the field, you can't hold back. You have to let Dwayne Haskins go at this point. You can't hold back. He's exposed. He's on the field. Highlight him. Highlight Dwayne Haskins. We know AP can carry the ball. Cool. Sprinkle AP in. You should get Geist back. Coming back from the bye week. Now you have 2 guys that fans are excited to see. Geist, Haskins. McLaurin, he's been silent because you haven't given him opportunity. Highlight him. You don't have anything to lose.
Agree with you, Clinton. Dwayne's the guy for the future. And if you care about the Washington Redskins beyond the next 7 games, and if you care about this group of players growing and building some chemistry, You play Dwayne Haskins. I'm asking you what you're getting out of winning four games. I'm asking the serious question. What are we getting out of winning four games?
The opportunity now to miss out on Jerry Jeudy and Chase Young. That's what you're getting. You win four
games. All these guys.
That's what you're
all of these guys.
On.
You're going to find out what your quarterback is. You're going to build your team for the future. And that's hard for people who don't know what their future holds. I understand that. But if you care about this group of players, they're going to be here for the future. Build them. Make them better. Make Dwayne the leader of this team. Let him play in the face of adversity. Let him play in a down season. Let him grow. Let the players believe in him. That's period. Period. That's it. If you and I care about the future of the Washington Redskins immensely. Dwayne's the future right now. Everyone's built around Dwayne on the offensive side of the ball. That's where we're going. That's my final thoughts. You got a bye week. You got more time to work with the kid. Make him great. Make sure you stick around, though. We have a Redskins Park update coming for you.
Redskins fans, this is Daryl Green. After 20 years of being privileged to don the burgundy and gold on the football field, I've added another team's colors to my collection. For the past 16 years, I proudly adopted the green and blue of Main Street Bank. Whether I'm using their simple-to-use mobile banking or dealing with their incredibly helpful staff, Main Street Bank always makes things easy for me and all of their customers. To find out all the ways they can help you, visit us at mstreetbank.com, member FDIC.
Locally owned Novec has competitive rates and some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings among electric utilities in Virginia. Novec members are receiving more than $4 million in cashback credits in December, and they enjoy the most reliable power in the region. Novec is growing its renewable energy supply, including more solar. Novec, power you can trust.
Are uninvited pests ruining your plans? Let PMSI, the pest control partner of the Washington Redskins, handle it for you. Call today for your free inspection, and they'll work around your schedule to provide you the best solution possible to defend your home territory against pests of all kinds, including mold. Visit mypmsi.com for the game plan to control the pests on your home turf. That's mypmsi.com.
At Coke, our 67,000 U.S. employees make things that make your game days better, like fertilizer for greener turf and stronger paper products for tailgating. Viewing the game from your couch? Coke also makes the electronic components and TVs and smart devices so you can watch your Redskins victory anywhere. Coke, we make that. See it all at kochmakesthat.com. That's kochmakesthat.com.
Hi, it's Larry Michael with the Redskins Park Update. It is time for the Redskins' annual bye. No football for the Redskins coming up on Sunday, but back in the building on November the 11th, getting set for the next game at home against the New York Jets on November 17th, 1 o'clock kickoff. It is the annual Salute to Service game as we honor our military. The team coming off a tough loss to Buffalo in Orchard Park. Final score last Sunday, 24-9. The Bills beat the Redskins. Don't forget, check out all the Redskins podcasts during this bye week. Ring of the Diesel, 26 Minutes with CP, and the Chris Cooley Show. I'm Larry Michael. That's it from Redskins Park.